Welcome back. Thank you guys all for tuning in to our first episode. Now this is episode number 2. We appreciate all the love and all the feedback that we have got. Don't forget to mention, it's back at you. This is Simon on the mic.
Hey guys, it's Naima.
Hey y'all, it's Sarita. And we are excited for the week.
How was y'all week? How'd y'all week go?
My week was great, actually. It was long. I'm tired. But I had a couple of things going on. At work, we had a shadow day. So I got to have a high school student come to the construction site that I work on.
Cool.
Yeah, it was like this young black boy. We walked around the site. I gave him a lot of advice. It seemed like he was like, you know, really, you know, absorbing everything that he saw and he got from everybody. What else did I do? I went to Jersey, saw my family. That was really nice. Yeah, it's always nice to see family and hang out with old friends. So I had a really great week.
I wish I was able to go home. My week was, it was a short work week because it was a holiday.
We had a holiday this week?
President's Day?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I did not get off.
They told me I didn't have to come in, so I ran errands that day. Yesterday, I turned up with my girls, and I'm recovering. I feel like I'm going to be recovering every Sunday.
That's what Sundays are for, though. This week was cool, man. I didn't do too much. I just taught these kids. And yesterday, I went to a comedy show. My first one ever. This shit was so funny, but we'll talk about that shit later. Shit was hilarious.
What was the name of the comedy show?
Eddie B. He, like, talks to teachers because he's an old teacher, so he just funny as hell, though. Like, you would have to be a teacher to understand that shit. Like, if you went in there as being a social worker or engineer, you'd have been like, what the fuck is he saying? But that shit was funny as hell.
For the record, I used to substitute teach, so I can relate.
So you don't probably could relate. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Substitute teaching in the house.
So this week's topic is Dirty 30.
Ooh.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
So first, we want to thank everybody that was able to listen to our first episode. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the participation on Snapchat and Instagram. So we actually wanted to take the time to shout out a few of our followers.
So first I have at ndb_nick_thebarber. His plan for before he get 30 is to go on vacation for 3 months straight.
Love that.
Still get paid
and still what? Get paid.
And then next thing he said, buy a family home. That's respect. I want to do that too. And then start his own therapy sessions, you know. So that's good goals, man. Hope you get them all accomplished, man.
I'm definitely in agreement with like the therapy sessions. Like a lot of people think that something has to be wrong with you. You have to have a mental health problem in order for you to go to therapy. But I feel like therapy is very therapeutic.
Yeah,
for
anyone, I agree.
Like, for anybody.
Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to that don't know you so they won't judge you.
That's
you
so
know,
true.
That's all it is sometimes. For
yeah.
Real.
True.
So my person I'm shouting out is VIP Reese. She actually gave advice. So she said, spend more on experiences than material things, which I really agree with. I'm the type of person, I don't care about material things, really. I really just want to travel places and, you know, go to different events. She also said, buy your residence rather than rent. We all know that's the way to go.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to move to another city, state, or country. And I'm all for that. I really don't ever want to stay in the same place for like a long, long time unless I, you know, start my family.
Absolutely. So I have Yoshi from Snapchat. She stated that she wants to make 6 figures, which I'm sure we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And she also wants to open up herself for her future partner because right now the gates to her heart are closed.
God.
Yoshi, I feel you. I've shut mine.
And Yoshi, who hurt you? Exactly. I'm playing. But damn.
And we also have @Balsalina_ from Instagram, she stated that she wants to own her house, be married, have at least one child, be a manager with her company. Girl, you about to be getting it in.
Goals.
I did want to take the time to shout out to other people, Michelle, DeMonica, and Raymond Cash III from Instagram. Thank you all for participating and giving us feedback. So basically, this episode, we're going to be talking about things we want to accomplish before we're 30, places we want to travel, relationship goals, and just our overall like fears and how we thought, you know, we were going to be 30 when we were 20, everything we were going to accomplish, and we're probably not all the way there yet because that's how things work.
One thing I did learn is shit happens, man. Like, you can never go and stick to the script. Like, shit deviates you all the time, man.
Definitely. But, yeah. I feel like that's what our adult years teach us, that we may have this map from point A to B, but before you get to B, you're going to go through all these other different trials, and it's all worth it in the end. Yeah. That's what I feel.
It is.
So what are some of y'all career goals?
Well, for myself, I guess some of my career goals, well, I'm in the construction industry right now, and it's pretty cool because you kind of have a path. Like, when you come in as an engineer, you have this path already, like, paid for you, how you go. Like, you're an engineer, and you're a project engineer, and you become an assistant project manager. So I guess my ultimate goal before I'm 30 is to become a project manager. I'll oversee projects and have people under me who I'm directing and all that stuff. I mean, this is only if I don't change my mind and switch up my whole career path in the middle of like my 20s. I don't even know. I feel like I'm the type of person, like, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm going to start researching things, and I probably won't go back to school. I just cannot. Like, maybe now I'm just saying this, but like, I'm really burnt out from school. But I could just see myself waking up and be like, I want to move somewhere else and I want to start a different career. This is not for me. And I feel like you shouldn't be afraid to do that. Just because you went to school for whatever you went to school for doesn't mean you have to stay there your whole entire life. Like, absolutely. I've seen people who are in the industry or in a career for like 10 years and then they're like, nope, I want to become this now, and they just do it. So
how old are you, if you don't mind?
Okay, well, clearly, as everyone says, I'm the youngin' or the baby. I'm 22 years old.
Oh,
all right, let's stop.
Definitely have time to.
That's 22.
If you want to switch up your career path.
Wait. How old are you, Simon?
2020.
Boy.
That's not even an age.
We got grandpa.
Huh? Can we see your ID? What year were you born?
Am I being arrested?
God, I don't know. I'm just trying to get what your real age is. Right now,
the harassment.
Simon, are you going to share your age?
Or not?
Am I going to share my age?
I see a little gray hair.
Don't be embarrassed.
You don't see no gray hair. I see one right there, though. I am currently, I just turned,
I'm sorry.
You say that again?
It's like, no, I'm 27, you know.
You 27, Simon? Yeah.
Are you really 27?
Mm-hmm.
Si, we are.
God, I'm 28.
There we go. The truth.
God.
Why are you feel like you're embarrassed by your age?
Because,
like,
I'm getting old. You know, I got a gray hair in my head.
I don't think 28 is old at all.
It's not, man. This is like prime, the prime years. You know,
yeah.
Like, the prime. So, like, honestly, by the time I'm 30, I need to figure out where I want to be for real. Like, as far as like my career, I'm an eighth grade teacher, like I told y'all last show. Been fighting if I wanted to stay in this profession and go back to school, get my master's, go into the administration role, or if I just want to go chase my police dream and become SWAT and all that. So it's still a process that I'm intaking in my own mind, but hopefully by that time I'll be settled in where I'm at and where I want to do. And
well, what's holding you back from chasing that dream?
Nothing. It's just like I got into this position where it was supposed to be like a job for a year and then go on to the next thing, but it's like, damn, I'm starting to actually enjoy it. Like,
that's great.
So it's like, damn, do I let the dream go for what I'm enjoying now, or tomorrow will I wake and be like, man, fuck these kids, fuck this job, and just walk out? You know, that's just the whole thought process.
So you trying to be the ops?
Who, me? Yeah, uh-huh. Trying to put somebody away.
That's pretty dope. Well, I'm 26. I'll be 27 this year. As far as my career goes, I would have to say, so right now I'm a social worker, and basically you have that title once you get your master's degree, but it really doesn't mean anything until you get your clinical license. So right now I'm just waiting till I'm able to sit for my clinical license. I am a current licensed social worker, but I'm not clinically licensed yet, so I have another year to sit. As far as salary goes, I just hope I'm making more money. Like, I'm all about my coins. Like, give
7K.
Me
Ooh,
yes. the money.
Trying to get over those six
like,
figures.
If it ain't about the money, literally, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I'm just trying to make the money.
I wish I made 7K a month.
That would be beautiful.
Like, think about it. Like,
what would you do with the money?
So much.
Shit. I buy houses. I have like three houses.
To have as your own or you're flipping?
No, I have one, but I have the other two. I'm just letting people rent. I'm not flipping no house.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's how you make your money.
That's, my kids going to be good too. You know what I'm saying? So
that's one thing I definitely want to do. I do want to buy property. The only thing, actually, I was researching it today, but so I'm originally from Chicago, and they actually have like affordable apartment buildings that have like several units in them that you can purchase. But here,
oh no, that's not even, no, you can't even do that.
Exactly. I was looking.
Everything's so expensive out here.
Yeah, everything is.
And my mom does not understand it. She's like, no, you need to do this. You need to do. I'm like, Mom, I'm in a different area. It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Like, yeah. So I was thinking about either going back to Chicago and purchasing some property or looking at property in Atlanta because my father lives there. So having someone to be able to like manage it.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to buy like property.
But the thing is, if you do have the opportunity to get property out here, you know it's a great investment. Because people are flocking to this area to, like, live. So if you get you a little piece of the pie here and, you know, make it work for you, I think that it would be a really good investment.
Absolutely. So what about y'all relationship goals? By 30.
Sheesh, that shit tomorrow.
What? So, I mean, we all looking at you. We want to hear.
Yeah, I really want to hear what you have to say.
Relationship goals. Honestly, by the time I'm 30, I do want to be able to say like I'm taking one girl serious to the point that it's like probably towards marriage. You know what I'm saying? Or about to get on that one knee. You know what I mean? Like, cause I feel like at 30 I should be into that, and I should have like. Basically, mindset of starting a family, you know, like, there's no more time for the play, you know?
Do you feel like there's pressure to do that by the time you're 30? What is, like, what if you don't do that until you're 35 or you're 40?
I mean,
what do you have in your head that's making you feel like you have to be on the track to marriage by the time you're 30?
I wouldn't say marriage, like, today I'm proposing. Like, I'm walking down the aisle at 30. No, I'm just saying, like, by that time I want to have somebody I'm serious with. Mm-hmm. That is no more like I'm talking to this girl, that girl, that girl. So on Monday I'm with her. You know that song? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Like that. Jen. I don't want to be that guy that she's singing about that's going around to every girl, but then at the end she wants to meet to herself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to be able to be like already on that same page with her by that time, like that. If it's 35, so be it. But you know, like, I just want to have that mindset where it's just like I'm focused on you and you only, and that's my relationship goals, I should say. How about y'all?
I want to say by 30, that's in what, 3 years, because I'll be 27 this year. I would want to be
that shit coming fast.
Committed to one individual. I'm single right now, and I'm loving it. But I actually can see myself with one particular person. So if that works out, then maybe engagement. I'm not necessarily, I don't want to put a time frame for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it as far as relationship with my friends. I hope that I'm still cool with all of them because I love them. And just being able to explore the world with them and accomplish our goals together and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. For myself, so you guys know I'm 22. A lot changes in those amount of years. But I don't want to put, like, this timeline or when I want to get married or anything like that. I mean, I would personally like to be married before I'm 30 so I can, like, start a family. But if it happens, it happens. I mean, I'm in a relationship right now. He's awesome. That would be nice. But I just want everything to be organic. I don't want it to be like, oh, well, we've been dating for this amount of years and you need to propose to me because, you know, we're on that track. Like, I want it to be like when you feel it and I feel it, it's there, you know, and that moment is right. I'm kind of like a romantic type person, but
so cute.
I just don't want it to be some type of schedule because then there are unnecessary pressures that are put on both parties, you know.
And that's what kind of ruins like the whole relationship flow too.
Yeah, I've seen things where girls are like, if you don't propose to me by this date, then we can't be together. But
like
then it's like
an ultimatum.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be like, well, I know you are the person for me, and I'm ready to take this step, and vice versa, you know.
It's almost like you're forcing someone to marry you
to get on that knee just so he won't lose commitment. You but like if that shit don't work, then you're gonna be looking stupider in the face, and I have to go out and tell everybody I know like this shit ain't work out because I pressured the nigga.
But it also makes it seem like you're just in it just to have that title of being like a wife or something. Why is it not just like, I want to get married to you because you're who I want to be with, and this is the type of relationship I want to have. Not because, oh, I need to be a wife by 27 right. So we can have a kid by 29 and have a family. Like, you know, that's just like, it's too much.
That comes back to, like, some people is trying to make a blueprint of how this should go.
Exactly.
Like, step one, step two, step three. Like,
true. Actually, I also think it has something to do with our culture because we're taught, especially women, our main goal growing up is marriage. Everybody's like, where is he at? When you get married? Or even the kid, which is, woo, baby fever is not in my blood, sister. But that's almost like an expectation of women before 30. Like, I know growing up, I'm like, I want to be married, but I said 18, only because my mom was married at 18. Okay. But I'm like at least 24, 25. When 24, 25 got here, I'm nowhere near ready for marriage. And it's like, I didn't understand that until now. But I feel like that pressure from the family, if you're involved in a church, like from church, like if you're not married, then you're living in sin. It's just like, it's too much.
And also social media. I can't tell y'all how many times I've seen the proposal videos, and they're getting better and better. Okay. And you're just sitting there watching like, oh my God, this is so nice.
You gotta do that for me.
And then like you see people's love stories, but you don't know what's behind that curtain that they just put on Instagram or Twitter just telling their love story. But you don't know how many years they've been dating and all the struggles they've been through to get where they are. So it's kind of like, you're sitting here comparing yourself and your life and your relationship life to people who you don't know.
Exactly.
And even if you do know them, you don't know the whole story, you know? So it's kind of like in due time, whenever things are supposed to work out for you, that's when
it will happen.
Right. But for you, it's for you, man. It's going to come when it needs to.
Yeah.
I agree.
Shit, you might not find out you're supposed to marry today. You 50.
What? I've seen so many wonderful love stories of older people, and it's beautiful, you know?
I mean, I personally don't want to be 50 because I do want to have kids, and I would prefer to be married to the individual that I have kids with.
Yeah.
But if I'm 50, then I'm going to just go to a sperm bank and get some sperm.
I wasn't expecting that.
I'm gonna go to be like, you know what? Go to Cobham A, go down 3. I want that one. And just make me a baby.
I think at them joints, they give you like the whole description of the father, too, how he looked, what he did. So you know if you're getting the brains and all that shit.
I'm like, yeah, I want to go really in depth with it. Because
breeding is real. Breeding is real, yo. I think breeding is real.
Can you not say breeding after?
Well, why are you saying breeding?
Because, like, okay, I had a dog, all right? And I was looking for a perfect...
You're comparing this situation to dogs?
Listen, can I talk? So can
all right, let the man speak. Let the man speak.
Okay. All
right, so when you're breeding an animal, right, especially when you're breeding pit bulls, it's like, I want my next group of dogs to be big, swole, look like this or look like that. Oh, that's a good dog to mate it with. Because, you know, if my big dog and that big dog have a baby, we're going to have fucking animals. They're going to be fucking beasts. Right. So when you look at a human, like, you got to take everything in perspective, like, the brains. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit's going to be passed
on. Are you just talking about in terms of doing a sperm bank or in terms of choosing your partner?
I'm really talking about the sperm bank thing. You need to know who the fuck you having a baby with,
because I mean,
they're gonna carry characteristics of their father that you don't know.
You need to know the person you sleeping with.
That's what I was about to say. Like, you need to choose your partner wisely as well. Exactly. Like,
you do that relates to both.
I feel like the sperm bank made me a little bit more careful than some of these.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, out here, yeah,
you don't even know who you dating sometimes.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the sperm bank, you just go get pick a sperm, exactly, and then you put it in you and you have a baby.
You have sperm,
but at least with have you ever seen like the movies where they be like, damn, you remind me of your father, and the father don't be in it? Like, the father's gone already, mm-hmm, but the mom sees the father and the son. Like, I deal with that because my father left when I was three. So my mom used to say I reminded her of my dad for the longest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, like, you're still going to have that characteristic of that kid's,
absolutely,
father, like,
yeah,
somewhere in them. You may not know what it is,
yeah,
especially in that situation.
If I go to a sperm bank, I would be very comfortable with being a single mama. Okay.
Okay. I feel you. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like,
so
women do it all the time, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying you wouldn't. Just.
So, I mean, let's talk about living plans. I know for myself, I don't think I want to stay in this area forever.
Really?
I think this is a great transitional area, well, the DMV area. For those who don't know, I think this is a good transitional area for myself. I'm from Jersey. It's so funny because my friends this weekend asked me would I come back, and I was like, no. I get like over places and
quickly.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like Jersey to me is like, it's like my home. Like, I will always come back. It'll be nostalgia. I went to high school there. I grew up there. I get to see my family. It's always like good memories there.
Yeah.
But I don't think I want to live there, you know? Because people are like, oh, you go to Jersey, you basically work in New York, commute, you know? I don't want to live that life.
So what would be your ideal place to live?
I don't know. I'm open to everything except for the West Coast.
Why?
I don't want to go to like California or, I don't know, anything on the
distance?
West. It's a distance, okay, away from my family. I think I'm the type of person, I will stay on the East Coast. I'll go down south. I'll, mm-hmm, go down to Atlanta, ATL, North Carolina, Florida. I'll go down there, but
nigga
I just...
Hollywood.
I just
nigga
don't...
Hollywood.
Nigga Hollywood.
Shit, that's what it
not
is.
I come from ATL, okay?
I'm
mean,
not coming for
my
ATL.
Home.
I have an auntie in ATL.
You talk to any black person, ATL down south is fucking... to get the meal ticket. Like, I'm gonna go down south.
Yeah, everyone says that.
Everybody, every black person.
To be honest,
like,
before I moved here, y'all, I literally drove to Atlanta to live there. But it was too hot for me, and I'm so.
That's
I'm so
really busy. Why you didn't want to live there?
I literally was
shit,
like, mom coming home. I left my asthma pump, and I just couldn't.
Oh.
And the bugs. Mm-mm.
I just couldn't,
yeah,
raise
really
my. I couldn't
there.
Raise my son to ATL. Like,
oh,
got a baby
that's
boy.
Another thing.
Hell nah, I'm moving out of ATL.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Out of ATL.
I don't.
Hell no. Ew, no.
I wherever I choose to settle down and like have my family, I would like it to be like a good area, a good school system. So that's, mm-hmm, another thing I think about too. But like I was saying before, DMV is probably going to be like a transitional area for me. I wouldn't mind staying here, you know. Mm-hmm. It, you know, I would have support here and all that stuff, but I wouldn't mind branching out and going somewhere else. Maybe down south. I just keep moving down along the East Coast, honestly.
I feel that.
I feel like, so I've been in the DMV area since November 2015. So it's been a little time, but not that long. I would never go back to Chicago, only to visit and to eat because, no offense, but the food here sucks. Like, Chicago food is the bomb. Give me some mild sauce on my chicken. I don't know about
what's
y'all.
What's your favorite meal there?
Mumba sauce. Harold's and Illuminati's pizza. Mm. Like, if you go to Chicago, you have to try.
Oh wait,
things.
Y'all have the deep dish, right?
Yes.
Oh, like, I don't like deep dish.
Let me tell y'all how to order y'all Harold's chicken. You go in there and you say, "Let me get a 6-piece, fry hard, black pepper, extra mayo sauce." Other than that, it's gonna be nasty.
A 6-piece, fried hard, black pepper, extra mayo.
Extra
sauce.
Mayo.
Ah, you got it, Simon.
I got it.
You got it.
But no, I actually love it here. And I'm so surprised. Like, if anybody knows me, I'm like, I want to go there. I want to go there. Like, all right, I'm here for a little bit. I'm going there. But since I've been here, I feel like I can call this place home.
Home is where the heart is.
True. I don't know if my heart is here, but I like it here. One reason that I really like it here is for my career. Some of y'all know, like, social workers do not get paid. But ironically, in DC, they pay their social workers. So
nice.
I'm like, you know what? Like, it was a perfect match. And I also want to get into like policy and stuff, and that's right in the district. So
It's a great place for your career. You're
in the best spot for it, for real.
If I was to leave, I would go to Atlanta. Only because I do have family down there, and the property is Hollywood. Cheap. It's so cheap, like, to buy property there. The homes here, the minimum is like $500.
Yeah.
Like, minimum.
Yeah. So it's really high.
Atlanta, you're probably paying like $450 in rent. Here, a one bedroom.
So beautiful.
17.
17, yup.
Yeah. You want to relocate, Simon? You want to stay here?
I don't know. I'm really thinking about it right now. The only reason I moved back home was to take care of my mom's, honestly, but I hate Maryland. Like,
wow.
I hate this area. Like, I was through with it when I left. Like, it was just like, all right, I'm gone. But shit, when you gotta come back home, take care of, you gotta take care of. But if ever gave an opportunity, I would move like Cali, Vegas, outside of Vegas, somewhere like out there, like
so the West Coast.
West Coast.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been out there before?
Yeah, I went to Las Vegas two summers ago. Because
mm-hmm.
my fraternity, we had like our every 2 years we have a thing called Conclave. So I was out there. One of my frat brothers, he lives there. He lives outside of it. It's beautiful, man. Like, not
he,
even
he
just.
He likes it out there, too?
Yeah, he was raised out there, so that's home for him. You know, so looking at the lifestyle out there versus here, yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? There's always ways to make money, too. Like, I took a Lyft, and the Lyft driver told me he make over $100,000 a year just driving in Vegas. Like, you know what I mean?
God.
So it's kind of like, shit, you can make dreams reality out there for real. So.
And I think it's something different from you. Like, it's different than the East Coast.
Way different.
So.
Way different.
What about y'all travel plans? Any places you want to visit before you turn 30 or by 30?
Oh, I'm trying to go everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Like,
Africa, London.
What country in Africa?
I'm going home first, Congo.
Congo.
I'm going to go to Congo first, and then I start going out there to look at everywhere else. But
I'm trying to go to Wakanda. Like,
that's
I
not a
like
real
that
place.
Did y'all see that meme? Did y'all see that meme where
place.
They had actually like
the
in the airport?
Line.
Yeah. I was like, I'm hopping on that flight ASAP. Okay.
So now everybody want to go to Africa.
I mean, we've been wanting to go to Africa, but you know those flights out there are like really expensive. Yeah. If I was to go to
First
Africa,
of all, hold on, Simon. Cut it out. I've been to Tanzania before.
You told
and when
us.
I say I loved it, I was able to get ritualized over there. I got my African name.
What's your African name? What they name you?
Ooh, what is it?
Upenda?
Ooh.
You know what that means?
Love.
I love
yes,
that.
That's Swahili.
I and I embody it.
That's Swahili.
And I can speak a little key Swahili if
Ooh,
you want to really
get
technical.
It, girl.
Abadikani.
Okay.
Abadikani.
Mamba.
What?
Da-da. What's up? Exactly.
You didn't say anything just now.
I did. That's brother and sister because I had a brother there.
You said a lot of stuff, but it was
and
nothing to
high,
what I...
And Jumbo is high. And Mumbo is high. Thank
so
you very much.
Abadikani is, how are you doing? Muzuri, that's how you say I'm doing okay. Kaka's older brother. Dada, that's like somebody that's
sister.
Named after you. Like
no?
It's, yes, it is. Hold on. Let me. You want me
do
to
you
tell you?
Do you speak Kiswahili?
Yes, my family do speak Kiswahili.
Okay,
so.
Do you speak Kiswahili?
Yeah. So.
No, but I'm in love with that continent. Like, if I could travel every country in Africa, I would. Like, I love it. I want to learn about every which way. But I do think I'm an East African girl deep down inside. I know my ancestors came from there. Could be all in my head, but I just feel like I connected with them. I felt like I was at home. Like, I really felt like I was at home.
Yeah,
I definitely want to visit
Africa. So I have family from Liberia, so I would definitely want to go home and visit them. I want to go to South Africa. I had a family member who went there, and he just raves about it. He loved it there.
Really?
Yeah, so I would want to do South Africa. I want to do Egypt. And
Egypt would be dope.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people talk about Dubai. Like
Egypt. I think people really do sleep on Egypt. Where else? So I've actually been to El Salvador and Mexico. So I've done my, you know, Spanish speaking countries. I'm pretty good on that right now. So I'm trying to branch out. I'm actually going to France in like 2 weeks. So I'm pretty excited about that. First time going to Europe.
Is that like a pleasure trip?
Yeah, this is a girls trip. Okay, shout out to my girls that's going with me to France. Yeah. So I'm going to do Europe, but I would like to visit some country in Asia. I haven't decided yet. Low key, maybe I'll just go to the Olympics in 2020 and just go to Tokyo. I know, but that's why I have to start saving now.
Let me know if you're trying to really go, and I will go with you.
Oh yeah, we gonna make this happen.
Y'all
want to
do a Don't
Forget
Tokyo edition?
Ah, that'd be so cool. Let's go. Putting our mixer in the bag, recording over there. If I go over to Tokyo for Olympics, I'm really just trying to see track. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Did you
just
run?
Yeah, in high school I ran track all 4 years, both high schools I went to. Maybe, you know, I was fit, you know, this is great, you know. But when I got to college, I was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to be a student athlete. Y'all can have that.
True. Shit, you could have probably made it to the Olympics.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm low-key lazy, so. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, traveling to all those places. I also wanted to go to Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
I would love to go to Brazil.
I just got depressed.
Why?
Because one of my profiles getting married soon, and we were supposed to plan a trip to Brazil for his bachelor weekend.
And what happened? It fell through?
It didn't happen. Because they said the funds was too much, so.
Oh, man. You got to plan stuff.
Destination wedding is expensive.
Yeah, you got to plan stuff way in advance. Way in advance. And have a budget.
Yeah. So I would have to say my travel plans is I'm actually going to Santorini, Greece in May for 2 weeks. So
why? Is it a pleasure trip too?
It's actually a girl's trip.
The girl's trip.
So me and my sister planned this trip, and I cannot wait. Other than that, before I turn 30, I want to go to Asia, Australia, and Antarctica. The reason why I say that
I forgot about Australia.
Sydney, definitely.
Oh, yes.
And if I go to those different continents, I've been to all 7 continents. So
nice.
I want to go.
Nice.
Turn see the world.
Nice. So what about...
I think that should just... Everyone should get accomplished before they turn 30, like, to travel.
Yeah. You should get... Travel. Say that again?
Just get that accomplished before you're 30. Just travel. Like,
about everybody get their passport before they're 30?
Yes.
Having your passport is key.
Shit, you're going to need your passport soon in the States to travel to different... travel to different states. They're saying that you're going to need your passport.
Really?
And they're going to start in, I think, D.C., New York... I think Chicago. Like,
so they're going to have someone at every border of the state checking passports?
That don't make no goddamn sense.
That makes no sense.
That don't make no sense.
Well, that would stop a lot of people from traveling from state to state. It would stop felons.
Well, what's wrong with traveling from state to state in the first place?
It'll stop what?
Felons. You can't get a passport if you have a felon.
You can't?
No.
I didn't know that.
Hold on. You got a felon. You can't leave the country.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Sucks. I could be making that up, but no. I promise. No.
I'm going to go on Google.
Here, look it up on. We're going to look it up on Google and we'll get back to y'all.
We'll talk about that shit next week.
I promise. If you have a felon, you can't. You can't vote. Why would they let you leave the country?
I mean.
You can't vote. Where you going?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Y'all better go. What is it called? Get y'all records expunged so y'all can travel to go see y'all grandma.
What's some other things that I want to have before I'm 30? What about, like, all right, my lifestyle, how I want my life to be? Like we said, you know, it kind of aligns with the career type goals. Of course, want to have a nice car, have our houses, and, you know, our finances together. But like we said, everything is not always on that track. You know, everything doesn't always go as planned. But for myself, I want to be... like, either in the process of becoming a homeowner, but the way I'm trying to do it from, you know, all the advice I got from my family is getting a multifamily, renting it out so that someone can pay my mortgage.
Yep. Because,
so I could just pocket that money that that's I make and make some other moves, you know? Yep. That's how you do it.
Moves right there.
Yeah, I don't need a fancy car. I don't need no BMW or anything like that. I think I'm going to get my fancy car when I, like, retire. That's what I want to do. I don't want to, you know, stun on when I'm in my 30s, my 40s. When I'm like 50, 60, I want to get my nice little car. Okay, low key, I really want to, I want a Range Rover. I want a Range Rover. I want the newest model of the Range Rover of whatever age I am.
Them shits are so fucking
nice.
Beautiful.
They're so
yo.
Nice.
Like, they so sexy. The white with the peanut
butter inside. Oh, my God. It's a very beautiful car, and I want to treat myself when I retire, and I know that my kids are set, you know, my family is set, and I could just sit back and ride, you know, down the street in my Range Rover.
Cruising down the street in my Range Rover.
I would have to say what I'm like really big on right now is investing in stock. So
you got to teach me how to do that.
Oh my God, like I've been obsessed. So I have this app called Robinhood. And you can actually purchase your own stock. And you can actually watch the numbers to see what you've earned and things like that. And I also have an app called Acorn, and you're basically allowing them to take money out of your account. It could be weekly, monthly, or you could do a little roundup thingy, but they invest the money for you, and they actually give you a projection of if you were to do this weekly, how much you would have at 50 or 20 or whatever age you are. It'll give
you a projection. So you have to give a certain amount every week?
You don't have to.
Okay.
But they encourage you to, so that your savings account will be bigger when you're ready to like retire or anything, because a lot of people depend on their 401k at retirement, and that's not going to be enough. Well, I know it's not going to be enough money for me and my lifestyle, so you always supposed to have some extra income coming in. So whether that's property, whether that's investing in stock, or having your separate savings account or like a CD where you're literally not touching that money. You're just letting it grow. And I think, like, just from talking to friends that's around my age, we have a lot, we have a problem with saving. Like, we see things and we want it now. We're going to get it now. And I'm the same way. Like, if I see something, I'm going to buy it. But this year, one of my goals was to save and invest. So I've been doing good these first 2 months, so I got a while to go. But as far as my lifestyle at 30, I'm going to be stunting on these. I just want to live lovely. Like, if my friends say, hey, Sarita, we about to rent a yacht for the summer. Come meet me here. Book flight, and I'm gone. Like, that's just the type of lifestyle that I want to have. I don't want to have to be like, oh, you want to go out? Wait, let me check my account. No.
Yeah, I feel you.
I go to the mall, I'm going to buy what I want to buy.
I feel you on that.
I kind of do that now, but that's irresponsible.
Same.
But at 30, I want to be comfortable. And I feel like the track that I'm going on in my career, I'm definitely going to be comfortable. So
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What about you?
By 30, I want to live like, I just want to be able to do what the fuck I want. And not have to be like, just like you said, I don't want to look at my account like, damn, all right, I can't do that shit this weekend. Or, shit, I can't afford that trip, but let me catch you on the next one. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to just, fuck, y'all trying to go to ATL tonight? Let's go. You know what I mean? Let's book the flight right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to do shit like that. And I want to be like, making bread when I'm sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, when I'm sleeping, stocks. I'm still like,
what is that
making
quote?
Money. Like,
oh man, I can't remember the quote. It's like you making money,
my money make money.
I honestly want to have three houses. You know, I've been talking to some friends that's like into like getting houses and renting them out. Mm-hmm. Like, just so shit. Like at the end of the day, if I don't work this month,
do they live here? Can I have their contact information?
Right. Wait, do they?
Huh?
Wait, do they?
Relax.
Where do they live, though?
Relax what? I'm ready to buy. Like, I will.
No, I'm asking because that will, like, determine whether or not, like, they're.
I have a few friends that's here that's with it. And then I have a few friends that's in Las Vegas that's with it, too. You know? And a couple that's in Richmond. But
I think the area definitely determines.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Because you could go up to Baltimore and buy a house for $2.
What? Them little row houses.
No, they had an article. They sell homes for, like, $1 there.
They do. They really do.
But who the fuck?
But then it's like,
staying in Baltimore.
Look at the neighbor. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at the location is everything, man. Like,
absolutely.
One thing my aunt did tell me, like, when you're looking to buy a house, you have to go there, drive in that neighborhood at night. You know what I'm saying? When the lights go out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To drive by and just check it out, see how it is, see what goes around. You know what I'm saying? That's going to speak on the neighborhood itself. But I do want to have like 3 houses in, live in one, and the other 2 just making money, just rejuvenating that income. You know what
and
I'm saying?
You were never, it'll be paying your mortgages and it'll be paying your rent, you whatever never, it is that you're doing, your car notes.
You're working for your fun. Like, that's all you're working for. You're going to work every day for fun. Like,
how do y'all feel about like homes and like condos or townhouses? Like,
does that. I would never buy a condo because.
Okay, why?
You should not buy a condo because, one, you're going to always be paying property taxes based off of that area. And if anybody makes improvements to their condo, yours got to go up. Exactly.
Yep.
And there's a...
So it's like a setup.
There's a fee. In addition to your mortgage, I don't know what the fee is called.
It's a condo fee. Then you have a home association fee.
Right.
But I thought you could have home association fees for regular houses too.
I'm not sure about that, so I'm not going to say yes or no.
Yeah, I've heard of that as well.
In particular neighborhoods.
Yeah,
it depends on where you're staying at, too. Because I know my mama's crib, it was a townhouse, but we had to pay a home association fee, too.
Right.
The thing that sucks about that is it started off at $50 a month. And then by the time, like, 3 years went by, I was like $175 every
month. It goes up and you
like,
control.
No, it was 50 every 3 months. Every 3 months you had to make a payment. It was $50 every 3 months. And then by the time it went up to $175 every 3 months. You know what I mean? So it's like, damn, like, y'all set me up. So I look at the single family homes as a better investment, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. Or I know, and they call them, I don't know if y'all have that here, like 2-flats. Do y'all know what that is?
I think I heard you talk about it before.
What is that?
It's basically just like an apartment building where it's 2 apartments for 2 families in it, or 3-flats, 3 apartments.
Oh, multi-family home?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. But is it
apartment? Yeah, we have that.
It's an apartment?
We will call them an apartment.
Wait, you have, it's like a house with separate entrances?
It's not a house.
It's
it
an
could
apartment.
Be a house, but it's still, it's called an apartment. Because you have one main entrance.
Oh, and then you okay. Have yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like a few, but it's not a lot of units in there. It's probably like 1 or 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about like, it's like a duplex.
Yeah. So that would be what I would be interested in because the mortgage rate would not be that high. And then you pay separate. You have 2 individuals paying rent on that one property. So you're paying your mortgage with one person's rent and then the other person's rent is in your pocket.
Yes.
Your savings account.
That's true.
In your savings.
True.
Like,
that's the way to go.
That's one thing.
My cousin, she just bought a house. And the lady that was helping her sell the house was telling me, like, because I was talking to her, too, trying to look into buying a house, too. She was telling me, like, a duplex is the best investment right now, especially in this area, because shit is so expensive. But she said she had a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old. They were brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They went and brought a duplex. And they got somebody to rent the bottom floor. They stay in the bottom. They stay in the top rent
absolutely.
Free. Like, they
not
and
don't pay for
shit.
Nothing. Yeah.
They just... going to work and busting their ass for fun. Like, they do what the fuck they
nice.
Want.
Nice. I'm trying to get to that level by the time I'm 30.
Having all that money, doing what the fuck you want? Shit.
And rent is your most expensive bill.
Girl,
like, that's your most
it really
expensive
is.
Bill.
Facts.
If I could pocket my rent money, I'd be doing big things right now.
I would be living lovely.
So, by the time I'm 30, I guess I want to reflect on some fears that I have now. What do I fear? I guess I fear... One thing I fear is, like, losing my job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
Why is that?
I fear that because... Okay. Personal stuff. I guess because, like, I live paycheck to paycheck because I'm, like, starting to try to build my savings and, you know, reduce debt and everything. So if I lose my job, it's kind of like I lose everything.
Right.
And nobody ever wants to have to, like, you know, go back home. Like, I feel like if I have to go back home to Jersey, it's like I kind of failed a little bit. I don't know. And maybe because I'm just, like, kind of hard on myself, but... I know that if I was to lose my job, I would always be able to pick up the pieces because I'm in an industry that's pretty, like, booming right now.
Girl, you set for life.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things where I'm in my head. So I guess fearing losing my job or fearing – what else I fear? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have any fears at this age. Now, Sarita, a few years ago, probably so. I was probably thinking, like, oh, my God, I was moving here. So, like, am I going to thrive moving here? I didn't have a job prior to moving here. So I was basically doing what you were doing. I was living paycheck to paycheck, waiting on my next check to pay my bills or to do things.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm very comfortable with turning 30. I do a vision board each year and I write out my goals. And I'm really big on my spirituality. So I'm all about activating my faith. So I feel as though, like, I'm good. It's nothing to really fear. There are some things that I, like, absolutely want to accomplish by 30. And if I don't, I will probably, it may set me back, but I don't think there is, like, nothing that I won't be able to actually do.
Can you give us an example of, like, one or two things?
I would say, like, getting my clinical license.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's like, a big step for a social worker because that's money. Like, yeah. That's money. I'm trying to make what my supervisor make it. Like, it's money. And it determines, like, your career. So if I don't get that by 30, I'm just going to keep trying. Like, yeah. I'm going to keep trying. So it's not really
a great
fear.
Attitude
it's
to
just,
have to.
Right. Yeah. So you got any fears?
My fear is, like, it's just not being successful for real. Like,
but how do you define success?
Being independent. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not having... By 30, I'm not staying with my aunt no more. You know what I mean? Like, I stay with my aunt right now. I pay some money every month just to stay there. But by 30, I want to be able to be like, dog, I just got my first house. You know what I mean?
So you want to go straight from like... You want to go straight to like owning a house. You don't even want to get an apartment.
What's the point of an apartment?
Waste of money.
What's the point? Like, I'm getting the next motherfucker rich. You know what I'm saying? And I'm never going to...
Sometimes it's the transitional period. Everybody can't go from, you know...
Absolutely.
Going straight to buying a house.
But that's what I'm saying.
And it's a home is a lot of responsibility. Like,
it's just a
anything,
goal.
Yeah.
Something happens to the house, it's on you.
I know that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, with apartments, you can be like, hey, janitor, my water pipe broke. Can you come fix it? And they fix it the next day. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing is, like, no, I had a house at a point, but my mom had a house at a point, but we don't have it no more. But it's just like, that's just what I want to get into. Like, I want my next flight. I want to just get a house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you can definitely accomplish that.
You know what I mean?
When I say 30, I definitely would have to be either living by myself or living in a home. Well, by the end of this year, I'm hoping to have my own place. Because I just feel like at a certain point, you just want your own living quarters.
Yeah,
I have not. Even when I like shared a place with my sister, we like, bruh, when you moving out, it's just like it's nothing like coming home and hearing nothing after you done had a stressful day. It's nothing like coming home and taking off your clothes and doing what you want to do. It's just
I'm not
like,
gonna lie, the peace is like that's peaceful.
Yeah,
I remember college when my roommate used to go home because he's from Jersey too. So when he would go home for the breaks. Oh my
best god, best time of your life.
I cleaned the whole fucking crib, washed all the dishes that was in the sink. Lit the candles up. When I came home from work that night, I just got butt naked. Not just because what the fuck I wanted to do.
It's just
you know what I mean? Like, it's like, just like nobody's coming in right now. Mm-hmm. I was free. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I do understand.
I don't have
that
to though. Listen to the locks like, oh shit, let me go get
it. Let me run to the bathroom real quick. Or let me, you know what I mean?
It's just your own good. Space. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm ready to just have my own space and fix up like a place how I want to fix it up and have little events and stuff. So
what you want to do with it, I feel it.
True. How would you say yourself right now at 22, 28, and I'm 26, when you were, let's just say, in high school or 18, did you think where you're at right now would be like your story, if that makes sense?
No.
Like, where did you see yourself at?
I'm supposed to be in the NFL.
Wait, playing. What age is this?
Huh?
What age did you think?
You said in high school, right?
Oh, in high school? Okay.
Yeah, that's what you just said, high school, right? I'm making sure.
Nope.
I'm supposed to be in the NFL, playing running back, getting that good money, and just cool. And my family's supposed to be good right now. We're supposed to be set. But, like, that's what I preach to my kids every day because a lot of them are still stuck in that NFL, NFL, NBA, NBA. They don't think about the injuries that come with it. Like, if you get hurt today, what are you going to do next? You know what I'm saying? They don't think like that. So that's why I try to implement on them. But shit, I'm not supposed to be no eighth grade teacher. I'm supposed to be in the league. Have a house in Florida and a house here just to have one. You know what I'm saying? But
I feel you.
Life is tricky. That blueprint ain't always what it's cut out to be sometimes.
That's real. When I was in high school, I didn't know. I just know I wanted to be successful and make my family proud. Okay. So, I was scared to become an engineer and all that stuff. in my head, I was like, ooh, engineers, they're going to make some money, all this stuff. And so, so I don't know, when I was younger, I didn't have a clear-cut path that I wanted to go on, but I did know there were certain things that I wanted to do, like graduate from college, like get a good job, like not still be in Jersey. That was probably like the number one thing. I wanted something different. I saw people who stayed in Jersey their whole lives, or, you know, some of my classmates who born there, go to school there, get jobs there, and you kind of get stuck in this cycle. And like I said, I'm the type of person, I need something new. I needed a change. And, you know, I ended up here. It was a great in-between place between, you know, I can get home in, like, less than 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I need that type of, you know.
I feel you on that.
So I wanted to get away, but I didn't want to go away too far. And this was, like, the perfect area, you know. But now I'm a little bit older. You know, I don't mind going a little bit further. Sure. But at the time when I was in high school, I was like, okay, I'm not trying to go to California. I'm not trying to go to, like, you know, Atlanta or Virginia. Right. Because, okay, my dad, he wanted me to go to Hampton. And I went there for like a summer program, and I was like, oh my god, this place is so far. Like, we drove down there and everything. Really? I was just like, I just
fun at the real HU though.
It's not the real HU. It's not the real HU. I just felt like, you know, it wasn't where I was meant to be. I was meant to be in the D.C. area. What do you have to say? I see your face. Yes, I see you, like, thinking about what are you?
I'm just thinking.
Oh, my gosh. So that's my little spiel about.
I just want us all to be, like, successful and making money. You know what I'm saying? Because.
Bands will make you dance. Bands would definitely make me dance, actually.
And you can afford your own tissue so you can shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I would have to say, in high school, I wanted to go every which way. My mom was like, you are not going far. So I ended up in Kentucky. I wanted to go.
How far is Kentucky from Chicago?
I could have went to go to school in Alaska. Huh?
How far is Kentucky from?
6 hours. I wanted to go the first. Like, I just wanted to go away and just find Sarita and have fun. But I'm actually glad I ended up there. I thought by
you said it was 6 hours away?
Yeah. Me, 4 hours driving. But normal people, 6 hours.
Oh my god, how fast you be driving.
90 down. Is the speed limit. Oh. 100 is like going over for me.
Oh my god.
That's so horrible. But I thought that I would probably would have been married by now and probably working on my second or third child. I used to want so many kids, like
how many you want now?
Six kids was like the best. Right now, working in the profession that I'm working in.
2.5.
Like, I don't need. Like, yeah. Mom, can you raise him and just send him to me on the weekend? No, I would actually want 4 at most. 4.
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
I'm at about.
4 is a lot.
That's
kids
a lot of
are.
Kids, yo.
4 is a lot.
You got, like, I see my cousin take care of his son. He's like a year and some months now. Dog, you need diapers.
And they are expensive.
Dog, I can't make this shit up. One of my line brothers about to have a baby, so we about to go to the baby shop. He's having twins too. A boy and a girl.
Man.
That shit is dope as fuck.
Oh, I want twins.
It's like
I would
perfect.
Twins.
I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna need diapers. So I was looking at diapers and I was like, dang, I have to have two gifts because one's for the boy, one's for the girl. Like, shit, this nigga done fucked my pockets up. But
isn't it
diapers
pricey?
Are expensive.
How much is
it's
like a pack
fuck.
Of diapers?
I looked at this one big. It was like a big box. You know what I'm saying? It had a few in there, but it was like $53.
Do you know how fast diapers
what?
Go?
And you use 3 to 4 a day.
Yeah.
5 a day.
Yeah.
What?
And they have twins. Like my friend, she just had twin boys.
They gonna go through
like,
that box
how?
In 3 in a week.
I was with.
Oh
three
my! I never even thought about this.
And white.
Man.
Oh.
And clothes because they spit up.
My baby,
then they shit on you.
That baby fever is over.
We like, gonna have a baby and we gonna move to Atlanta where it's hot so they can just run around naked until they
in
their
diaper.
No shoes.
No clothes. We don't need no clothes. Nah, not yet.
I am a mandated reporter.
Oh,
I will
shit,
report.
She about to take me to jail.
I will report you.
You see, looking at like, all right, I'm waiting for you to have baby. I'm taking you away. Shit.
No, I just honestly thought that I would have kids right now, but I'm glad I don't because I'm not ready. Like, financially, I'm not ready to sacrifice. Like, it's no more Sarita. It's no more what I want to do.
I don't think, like, when you say that, because, like, a lot of people at my school, like, I'm at the work, they've been getting pregnant and having kids, and I always tell them, be like, yo, I'm not ready for that shit yet. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? And they tell me, like, dog, it's no real time to be ready. True. You're never going to be ready. Like, no, it's one of them things.
I feel like you can be ready financially, but not mentally and emotionally. No. You can never prepare for that, but you can always prepare financially.
I don't want to struggle raising a child.
Yeah,
I
feel that's
you, but in your field right now, you're not going to. You know what I'm saying? It's just cutting out the shit that you do selfishly for yourself. That turn.
But
up,
am I ready to cut that selfish stuff out?
We just talked about lifestyle.
If you do have a baby, you're going to have to, though.
True. I feel as though... If I was to get pregnant tomorrow or tonight, I just feel as though I can take care of my child. Hell, yeah. I can take care of my child on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am not ready to say, you know what, I can't hang out tonight. You know what, I can't make it to that trip. You know what, I can't take this shot that's waiting on me. It's just like, those are the things that I know I would not have to, like, I can't
do.
You
said you can't? Just pass it over here.
I feel like when I'm in that mindset to become a mother, then that's when I want to make the decision with my husband, hopefully, to have a child. But if that little baby come before I expect it, then I'm just going to have to get my shit together. Be a mom. And I see a lot of women that have unexpected pregnancies, and they get their shit together, and they're amazing parents. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to be in a place where I'm struggling or anything like that, personally. So,
yeah, I agree.
What are some takeaways you want to give our listeners that's close to 30 or probably just turned 18 and think they want to be 30?
Well, I guess I'll go first, the youngest one. Mm-hmm. Just know that you can have like all these goals and, you know, this timeline that you want, but just be flexible.
Yes.
Don't have the schedule of like, I'm going to be married by this age, I'm going to have children by this age, I want to be this position by this age. Kind of like, let it go with the flow, you know, make things work for you, adjust where you have to, and kind of like live your life. If you're in these mindsets, then you'll let things or opportunities pass you by just because you thought that you're supposed to be somewhere else at this time. Maybe that's not where you're supposed to be. Maybe you're supposed to do this and you're so focused on the other thing that you just miss it.
Right.
So that's my takeaway.
I say, man, like, do you? You know what I mean? Like, do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Do what's fun to you. Like, because this adulting thing right here, this shit sucks.
It's no joke.
If you're 18 and you listening to this, be free, yo. Do live fast, man. Enjoy your young age, yo. Because once you hit this age, this shit just gets
real.
Another thing I would say is take failure as a learning lesson. Like, don't, if you fail at something, don't give up on your dreams, man. It's just something that you have to go through to do better at it the next time around. Like, because I know a lot of people, they say, okay, I failed at this, I'm done with it, I'm not going to do it no more. But imagine if everybody else failed at something and they just quit. You know what I'm saying? This world wouldn't be where we're at today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying.
Definitely.
I would have to say, if you're in your 20s, like, don't be afraid to take risks. Like, you learn from your mistakes. Like Simon said, you learn from your failures. So if there's a business that you want to open, if there's something that you want to do, or if you have a hobby that you're really good at, like, go out on a limb and go for it. Also, enjoy the process. Like, everybody's process is different. Stop comparing yourselves to people that you see on Instagram or your friends. Like, your journey to get to your success is different from someone else, and that's your story that you're going to be telling. So when you are 30, you could give someone advice, like, you know, our follower did, and you can help them. So that would be my little takeaway.
To piggyback off of that, to piggyback off of that, everyone defines success in different ways.
Absolutely.
So just because you see this person starting this business, doing this thing, doesn't mean that that's your path as well. You know, don't beat yourself up because you're not doing the same as someone else. You know, you have to find your own definition of success.
True.
Do you?
You know what? From us three here, we love you for real.
You know what?
You know what? Y'all in a loop right there.
Nah, because Monique said she loves us for real, so I love y'all for real.
Monique. Oh, my God. Speaking of Monique.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So our newsfeed segment, we're going to just jump right in and talk about Monique and Netflix. Like, she's trying to mess up our Netflix and chill. Like, what's going on? How do y'all feel about that?
Okay. I understand what she's saying. I don't agree that they offer her, you know, the amount of money that they did, and they offer other people the amount, the way more than she's going to be getting or she would have gotten. But I just don't agree with the delivery. I feel like in this day and age with social media, people take the littlest things and make them into jokes, into memes, and your delivery of your message really affects how you know everyone perceives it, you know, like.
So you feel as though it was almost like an expectation for us to do what?
Yeah,
she was
like
us
you want everyone to drop everything and not watch Netflix anymore. Do you know how many people watch Netflix? Okay. Netflix is the shit. Okay, and it's just kind of like I'm not like this super Monique fan. It kind of just came out of nowhere, and I was just like, you know, I don't know, maybe because I'm 22 and I don't know her. All her bodies of work, but when I saw it, I was just kind of like, okay, like, I understand the message, like I said, but you just coming out of nowhere saying don't support Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm not gonna do that, you know?
So I feel like I get where she's coming from. Basically, if you don't know, Monique went on Instagram asking her followers and everyone to boycott Netflix for basically racism towards, what is it called? Racism towards African American people, and also gender bias.
I don't agree with, the reason I do not agree with that and what she's trying to do is because, like, this is the first time I'm hearing from Monique. You know what I mean? In a long time, and it's about her money. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Trayvon Martin died. I didn't hear shit that she said about it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you follow her, though?
No, I don't.
That's the thing. So I feel like they publicize this.
Has she?
Monique is very prevalent right now. She's very, like, if
I'll take that back. So I'm going to follow her when I get back on social media and all that to see what she's saying. But me personally, it was like one of them things like, okay, you've been ghost for a long ass time. What was her last thing that she's done for them to offer her that amount of money? You know what I'm saying?
Monique definitely. Okay, so I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I don't agree she should have just gotten on Instagram and been like, boycott Netflix in the manner in which she did it. However, I do agree, based off of the conversations that she's been having on The Breakfast Club, and also I believe it was The View, when she sat and explained the different amount of money that she was offered compared to other individuals that was basically on the same level as her. I don't agree with that. I do believe that Monique is an icon. So she mentioned, she referenced Dave Chappelle, and she also referenced Chris Rock.
Okay, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock been doing this shit for a long ass time.
And so has Monique.
But she has too.
But she came out like doing Brandy, Meet the Parkers and all that shit though.
So
that's not the same time.
No, she did Stand Up as well.
Monique is one of the hottest.
She did Queens and Comedy, was after that, after she did that show though. Wasn't it?
So
it was before she did the Parkers?
I feel like though it was around, it's the same era.
It's the same time period.
It's the same era.
But Dave Chappelle been doing that way before that.
He's way before when?
Way before Parkers even came about, because Parkers came after Moesha came out.
So she's basically referencing her success, and Monique is very successful to be a black comedian.
She is. I'm not knocking her.
And I think they only.
So you don't? Do you not think that she deserves the same amount as Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock?
I'm not saying that she doesn't, but you can't tell the whole world to start the boycott Netflix. Like,
yes, we get that part right. We don't agree with her delivery, but right. Do you think that her message that she's trying to say? Minus the delivery, that it's a valid thing.
I'm ignorant to it. I don't know too much about it. I'm kind of ignorant to it, so I'll let y'all got it. I'm ignorant to it. I don't know too much about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just don't agree.
Like, I stand with Monique, but I am not.
So you did
boycotting
Netflix
because
they only like three.
I don't have cable. If she would have came off a different way, and now I just feel like it's just gone way out of like.
Us in the black community have been boycotting Netflix because we use one person's thing and like 10 people.
Oh, I was about to say, who boycotted Netflix? So we already boycotted that shit. No, we just finessing.
I feel as though Viola Davis, I remember her, sang a speech and she literally said the same thing that Monique said and nobody had a problem with her saying it.
It's always the delivery.
She literally said, and I believe it was how she said it. Yeah. So
that's probably why I don't agree with you, Monique.
Yeah. But you know that, like, as a black female, like, everything you do and say is put under a microscope.
Absolutely.
So, you know, knowing that, you have to be cautious in those things. It sucks, but that's just the way it is. And if you want your message to get out the appropriate way, you should do things and say it in a manner that people will receive it well. And I just don't think that she did.
I was saying something earlier about, like, her and Whoopi Goldberg. What happened with that?
They got into it on The View. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the entire argument, but they got into it. And I believe they got into it based off of like how she said it, but I'm not fully sure.
Okay.
I know she got into it with Charlamagne.
Oh, the guy. She said his full name. Yeah, I don't like Charlamagne. Like, oh, God. You like Charlamagne?
I love it. You have to have somebody. He's the villain that makes everybody watch the show.
But, I actually love. Look,
think about it. If Charlamagne,
you love
not,
Charlamagne.
His take on, I like that he causes.
He calls you. He's gonna call you out at the show.
Yeah,
and you know he gonna do it when you come in.
Is he disrespectful?
Like I said, I don't like his.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't need the disrespect. Like if he just his approach to doing things, I just don't like it. It rubs me the wrong way.
Hear me out though. You watch? Do you listen to the show a lot?
Yeah, sometimes I listen to
If Charlamagne was not on the show, that show would not be the way as popping as it is right now.
Agreed, but I don't agree with his disrespect, though.
I don't either. But it gets
But sometimes
he gets the money.
That's what you think. Now, you're not always supposed to say what you think, but if that's you and that's your personality, then yeah. So, somebody and that's probably his persona that he's taking on and that he's cool with it.
Yeah.
So.
Now, will that get you hurt later on in the streets? Because there's a video of him getting hit in the face and you're running. But will it get you hurt later on in the streets? Yeah. But that's what you take. You know what I'm saying? You take that and you run with it. If that's what you're going to do, shit. If it's feeding your kids, cool. Fuck it. Like, that's what it's about at the end of the day. And he makes the show what it is, honestly. Like,
I guess
if Charlamagne was not on that show, that shit would not be jumping. Sorry.
He's funny.
The rest of y'all cool, though. I don't even know
Donkey
the other people.
Donkey of the day.
You said you don't know the other people?
Who the other people names?
I really don't know the other people names.
Isn't it Angela?
Angela. No, I don't know. I'm talking.
Oh, I'm not even going to speak about it.
I think you're talking about 93.9. Angie on the mic. But.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay. So what about this whole thing with giving teachers guns? Our president, well, Donnie. Not my president, but the
Donnie,
president.
Hey, good look, yo. I'm a teacher myself, man. I respect that message. Cause that's
so you agree
we get graded on classroom management. Mm-hmm. Let that little motherfucker say something out of line now. All you gotta do is put the shirt back a little bit. Like, we have a problem, sir.
I
how do we know that these teachers are even stable enough?
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
I was just joking about that, but real life. You don't need to give teachers guns. You need to have security at the school with the guns, or if you need to, get policemen in the school with a gun. Because at the end of the day, what's going on now is like a lot of school shootings. Mm-hmm. We need that protection around the school so we can feel safe as teachers, too.
It just makes no sense.
I got a family to go back home to. I'm not that nigga that's going to be like, I'm protecting the kids and standing. Hell
my
no.
My whole thing is, let's play this out. So a teacher is in the classroom teaching his students. A gunman walk in. The teacher say, let me pull out my Glock and just start loading on another child. Like, that doesn't make sense. I think they need to really address the issue as to why these people are getting guns and able to bring them in school.
That goes back to what you were saying earlier, too, that the dude that said something about the therapy sessions. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you do need to talk to somebody, man. Like, because these kids are not just snapping and saying, I'm going to blow up the school just to be
that day.
Some type of legend. It's something that's been building up in them. Like, the last kid that did it in Florida, he was mad because of how that school treated him for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Prior mm-hmm. to that. So it was like some build-up animosity towards them, towards his fellow students that he was like, I'm going to go back to my old school and shoot that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? So
it's not an excuse. I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it at all. You
everybody
know what I'm
done been through some shit.
But some people just need to talk to people.
Also,
if
you give teachers guns, what about if a teacher come in one day and they snap?
And
like, you know, like, how about you think about that? Like,
That's real.
Like, the classroom is out of control.
As a teacher, you know what I'm saying? As a teacher, you got some badass kids. Point blank period. We got badass kids in that classroom. They're going to try you. I done got pushed already in school. A kid charged up to me with his fist ball like he was going to beat my ass.
And just imagine and, the teacher and pulling
they, and
out.
What they tell us to do is say, anomaly. If a kid is choking me, they tell us to try to remove him softly and gently and say, stop. Right. Hey, help. I need help.
Because the moment you touch that child.
You can't touch a kid. Even if you know if I could just grab this kid and I could detain him and hug him myself and he's going to be okay, they don't agree with that shit. Unless I'm a football coach or a basketball coach and this is my player. That's the only time it's getawayable because I know the parents. But other than that, nah, man, like.
Yeah, I 100% disagree, but I do think it was very, hilarious. Donnie is a comedian.
I just think it's a way for him to try.
One thing I do agree with what Donnie said is that these kids are soft now. That's one thing I do agree with. Like, the kids are soft. He said in the video, he said something about the kids are soft. We need to harden them up. He said something like that in that video. And I feel like a lot of kids are just soft now because they just...
Soft how?
How do you harden up a kid? That doesn't even make sense.
All right. I'm going to go into the athletic perspective now, okay? No. I go in the classroom. If you get a paper cut. When I was in school, I got a paper cut. We knew that I sucked that shit up. You know what I mean?
I think that, no. Because I would be, that if have let me to get a paper with... cut, I would be dramatic so I could get up and walk in front of the class. I got blood on my
But how does that it's correlate just... to people bringing guns into school? Because they're soft now?
I wasn't
like,
talking about that. I kind of changed the subject, my bad. I kind of changed the subject.
Okay,
I
just said
what I agreed with him on that whole thing. That's the only thing I agreed with him about.
I really...
The kids are softer than they used to be.
Okay, I really just think that it's a way to try to, like, get people to either shut up or get riled up. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing in the first place. Mm-hmm. So he just chooses the first thing that comes to his mind and he speaks. So now everyone's getting riled up. No, we don't want teachers to have guns. No, don't pass that bill. And then he's just kind of like, well, that's the solution that I came up with. Like, it's just all like a little pawn in his game just bullshit, you know?
He's been doing that shit since forever,
though. Yeah, and that's why I'm not surprised that that's his... You know, response to these shootings. Not, you know, giving the schools more security or, you know, even giving schools more therapy or, you know, advisors to help students out when they're, you know, not feeling well. And, like, these are things that he didn't even think about. He just went straight to, give teachers guns.
Right. One thing I say, though, like, we do need more of a guidance, like we need more guidance counselors because I noticed in my school, I say the 8th grade class has about 300 kids, all right, and then the 7th grade class has about 300 more, 6th grade, probably 300 to 400. That's the biggest class in the school. And you have like one guidance counselor for
each grade,
one guidance counselor for all them kids. You can't get nothing through to them. You can't really have that relationship where I could go and be like...
But the guidance counselor, they just help them stay on track.
They just stay on track. But
no, when I was in high school, I went to my guidance counselor to talk.
Some of these kids need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only reason I say that is because, like, me being... I'm the youngest teacher in my school right now that's actually teaching in the classroom.
Yeah.
There's another lady, she's a little older than me, but she's more like she's getting transitioned to the advisor side. But I notice these kids are open with me. You know what I mean? They will talk to me about... whatever, but relationship problem they have with their little boyfriend in school, all that. Or even the dudes would come and talk to me about that. It's like, it's funny to me because I'm like, man, that little relationship, you're going to get over it by next year. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get over it by next week. You're going to have another boyfriend in here because that's how middle school is. I was about to say elementary school, but that's how middle school is. But one thing we do need is that person to talk to them, because I notice with the kids that I talk to, it'd be that one badass kid that no other teacher knows how to handle. No other teacher wants to talk to. No other teacher wants to control. But when that motherfucker come in my room, like, you know what I mean? He already, can I talk to you real quick? Man, I'm having a bad day because Miss such and such is doing this in my grade. But he'll come to me to talk to me about that.
And I feel as though you just made a very key example. Like, these kids are looking for someone that they can look up to and that they can relate to. So that child that comes to you to talk, like, be open ears. Mm-hmm. Because some reason he feels as though you relate to him in some way. Whether that's not he doesn't have a male figure in the home or he's reaching out to that. So he may not be able to relate to the other teachers, which is why I don't understand. I feel as though teachers need, which I don't know if they have this, some type of training on the social aspect and the mental health aspect of these kids, like teaching them. These kids, I'm a social worker and I do child protective services. So I'm in the homes and I'm seeing what these kids are going through on a daily basis. And then you wake up in the morning, you're sending them to school. Some of these kids haven't eaten. Some of those kids haven't taken baths. Some of these kids, their parents weren't even home. They had to get their siblings together. So if a child who's in fifth grade or eighth grade just basically had to be a parent to their siblings that's at home and they've come to school, they may act up. They may fall asleep in class because they sleepy. They didn't get sleep last night. They may go off because they're angry and they seen their father done slapped their mama upside their head. So they're going to show this behavior in class. So I think if we educate our teachers more on that aspect, then they can understand and relate to their students more. Or I know some of the schools that I've been in, they actually have social workers in the school that are able to work like more one-on-one with those kids. But I know they don't even really do that unless they have like an IEP plan or something. So
that's true.
Guns in the school? Guns in the school?
That's a no.
No, we all agree.
Yeah, that's a no.
I feel like if anybody needs a gun in school, it needs to be a paid police or a paid sheriff that's going to do the school, that's going to watch the school down that day. You know
but
what I mean?
I thought most schools have police officers in the school.
Mm-mm. We have a sheriff cadet. I mean, like, at least my school has a sheriff cadet program where they have them come during their lunch. You
but
know
they
what
don't
saying?
Have a police officer stationed in the school.
We got a security guard.
Time.
We have security guards. So it's like they're employed through the county as well, just like me, to be a security guard at this school. That's your school. You have one office and that's you.
See, that's the problem. That's literally the problem. Okay, so enough about Donnie, because we could go on forever.
On and on.
So, same shit, different day. So, this is our segment. If anybody want advice, or if you all want to suggest a topic to us, feel free to DM us. You can actually hashtag same shit, different day, and we'll respond. This week, we don't have anyone that actually wrote in to us that needed advice. We did get a lot of feedback, which was very positive.
We appreciate it.
Yes, we did. Some constructive criticism as well, which we're open to.
Very much so.
But don't get too comfortable.
We still gonna be us at the end of the day.
So y'all just make sure y'all...
I'm no change for anyone. We no change.
You have to always be open to change.
Yes. So just make sure you email us or send us a direct message at our Instagram account, which is at Don't Forget to Mention. Click the email button and you can send us an email.
Yeah.
So we'll just jump right into the next segment. Shout them out. This segment is basically, you know, we shout out our Black business owners or anyone in the community that are, you know, doing positive things for either the youth or individuals that are, you know, that need help. So I have someone that I want to shout out this week. So I wanted to take the time to recognize one of my closest friends, Elise Shelton, and her business partner, Nyla. I've known Elise for 9 years, and I'm extremely proud of her drive. I'm extremely proud of her drive to become successful. The name of the business is Pieces to the Puzzle Productions. So Pieces to Puzzle is an event company dedicated to providing superior service and unique ideas with flawless execution. Their team consists of two limitless creatives in their prime that have worked with the best and are dedicated to leave a mark in this industry. When you partner with them, be prepared to think outside of the box because they believe that any vision is possible. They have experience in various industries with beauty, health, music, and television. They're confident that they are indeed the missing piece. They've worked with several brands in the industry, including BET, Essence Magazine, Hot 97, and so much more. If you are interested in planning an event, PR rep, or management service, please reach out. You can follow them on Instagram at Piece2Puzzle, or you can check out their website at piecetothepuzzle.com. If there was something that you missed, you know, from that little spiel, their information can be found on our Instagram page. And again, thanks for supporting our young Black entrepreneurs. And also, we want to shout out to everybody that's listening to this episode. And thank you all for listening to our college days. We got a lot of feedback.
Yeah. I got a lot of feedback from my friends and, you know, people who DM'd us on our Instagram page. It's really exciting that we have you all support. We're starting from scratch and we're learning along the way, but all of your feedback and constructive criticism, we discussed it all. We're taking some of your pointers and we just really want to shout you all out because we appreciate y'all.
Yes, we do. We love our listeners.
But what I'm about to do right now, I'm about to punch Sarita in her nostril because she's taking everything away from me.
Oh, my God. That's so like, violent.
Everything that I had in my possession, she's been taking from me like, all day.
Y'all, it's Simon is my annoying. Son. So, you know, I got to keep him on track.
Like, so, yeah. Just remember, guys, like I said in the last episode, stay positive. Also, drink your water. I've been drinking a lot of water lately, and I've been feeling good. So, you know.
Global warming is real.
Oh yeah, this weather had me messed up. Y'all. It was so beautiful one day, and then the next day it was raining, and I felt all gloomy. Oh my God! In one week. I was terrible.
I felt good on like Tuesday. I was like, "Damn, it's hot as shit. I'm gonna go for a run when I get home." Woke up Wednesday morning like, "Oh freezing. Shit, is it about to
it
snow?"
It was so cold.
I saw somebody walking around in shorts. I'm like,
"It ain't that warm."
Niggas, on Tuesday, it was hot for that.
That day it was 80.
I came in the house and I was like, I'm about to go run on the track because I ain't running on track in a while. I'm about to run on the track. And then the next day it was like, it's about to snow today. So,
well, thanks guys for listening to our second episode of Don't Forget to Mention, our Dirty 30 episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Don't Forget to Mention. Like us and follow us on SoundCloud and our Twitter. Feel free to DM us and email us at don'tforgettomention@gmail.com. We're just really excited to bring an episode to you guys every Wednesday. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Stay tuned, you know.
Ladies, takeaway. If you cannot wear your heels, do not wear them out in public, because I'm tired of seeing y'all.
No, the slanted heel. The slanted heel.
Walking barefoot.
They look like me about to try to ice skate or something. Angry, y'all.
Like, seriously, I can't wear heels, so I don't. Like, I'm not even
me neither.
Try. It's just like,
And fellas, make sure your shape up is straight. Ooh. Don't pay the barber.
That's a good one. That's
don't
a good one.
Catfish. Simon, I'm talking to you too.
Shit, y'all get to reel me on the ground. So if you like what you see, you like it. If you don't, oh well.
All right, guys. See y'all next week.
Thank y'all.
Hey, shout out to Naima too with the shirt that she got on today. Union.
It's my boyfriend's shirt. Whatever.
I had to. She just has respect for her elders. Y'all have a good one.
All right, we out. Here we go, Simon. Bye, guys.